The State Division of Agriculture is challenging Alaskans to eat local produce this week. The biggest grocery chains in the state make that easy. They've been stocking Valley farmed vegetables for years, but most restaurants still stick with lower 48 supplies. Now the Agriculture Division hopes diners can help convince local chefs to serve Alaska-grown carrots as often as Alaska wild salmon. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
It would be hard to find anyone in the state more excited about Alaskan produce than Arthur Keyes.
I have my cherry tomatoes here, and you're going to have to try one of those before you go. They're really sweet. They're off the chart sweet. My zucchini.
Keyes farms 3 acres in Palmer and manages the South Anchorage Farmers Market. On this day, he's busily refilling his stand with veggies from his truck. Customers are buying it about as fast as he can stock. And he says this is a slow day.
Fresh garlic.
And you can use the top. You can chop the top up.
Fresh garlic is, I think, such a luxury.
Keyes thinks living so far north shouldn't mean settling for substandard vegetables. He's confident Alaskan produce is on par with the best in the world, and he has the facts to back it up.
I think the Alaskan carrots are so good that they should be getting shipped south. I think they are so good. I think the sugar content is so high. I think the disease and pest pressure is so low compared to what they have in other states. I think those Alaskan carrots are the cleanest, probably the cleanest carrots in the world. We know they're some of the sweetest carrots in the world. I think the Alaskan carrots should be going south.
Alaskans seem to be catching on. The number of farmers markets in the state has more than doubled in the last 3 years to nearly 30 statewide. Amy Pettit is a development specialist with the State Division of Agriculture. She says it's been exciting to watch so many customers embrace local produce, but she says most restaurants haven't caught on as quickly.
That is one step where we really have leaps and bounds of improvement that we could make if customers would start asking their servers, asking their restaurant owners, et cetera, you know, are you sourcing Alaska grown?
Pettit says restaurants often want produce that's one step more processed than the stuff that sells in grocery stores. They want peeled potatoes or lettuce that's washed and separated. And Pettit says restaurants usually buy produce from wholesalers who want a consistent supply.
They're used to sourcing products from the lower 48, 52 weeks a year. And when the Alaska grown produce is available for our 8 to 10 week window, it can be a bit of a headache for them to have to source that Alaska grown product and shut off their outside purchases. And we've seen some resistance in that area.
But Pettit has seen changes too. After the Agriculture Division advertised its first Eat Local Challenge last summer, one wholesaler reported a 17% increase in requests for local green leaf lettuce.
Which that was really significant. I mean, for him to see that much of an increase just in the 1 week, we knew that our challenge worked.
Some area chefs might not even realize the variety and quality of produce grown in Alaska. Dave Thorne counted himself in that group.
I was a chef in Anchorage for, the past 10, 15 years, and I had no idea what was actually being produced out in the valley until this past year, and it blew my mind away.
Thorne started a small business last fall offering to deliver valley fruit and vegetables to Anchorage restaurants twice a week. He now has about 10 clients, including some of the most popular restaurants in Anchorage, like Orso, Glacier Brewhouse, and the Bear Tooth.
I get it from the farm, let's say, at 10 a.m., and they have been harvesting it at like 7 a.m. So, I mean, literally, it's come out of the dirt and they're getting this product that, you know, it's four hours old. Sometimes I'm out there harvesting it myself, so it's hours old.
Thorne runs a catering business called Delicious Dave's that's focused on local foods. He's preparing a dinner this weekend that will use ingredients that are 90% local.
Let's see, I actually have the menu in my pocket.
I ask what types of things he plans on serving.
Can I give you the whole menu?
Yeah.
It is Glacier Valley Farm bruschetta on garlic focaccia bread with toasted coriander seeds, spicy Alaska salmon tartare on Glacier Valley English cucumbers, Spring Creek Farm baby green mix with Alaska tomatoes, Bruce Bush's roasted beets, and a Midnight Sun IPA honey ginger dressing.
If you're thinking, how do I get an invitation, you're not alone. I already asked, and the answer is you can't. It's a private dinner. But if folks like Dave Thorne, Arthur Keyes, and Amy Pettit have their way, that kind of menu will be a lot easier to find in local restaurants in the years ahead. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.